Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da-ba-ba-ba. Oh, it's time to shop and I'm way behind. I gotta get moving now. Don't you know? Let's open up the chat room. If you're not in the chat room, go to Blog Talk Radio and get yourself a chat name. Preferably the website or whatever it is you're trying to promote. It's your name, use your name. If it's your show, use your show. I don't care. Plug everybody. Especially on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Let's have a... Do we need to wake up this weather? This fog. Oh, my gosh. What fog we're having. Hey, Chuck Skull in the house already. Steve Mendoza. Always something good cooking with Steve Mendoza. Cyanide, you're the best. Marco Polo. Okay, yeah. What would I do without you guys? I don't know, but Lucy Arnaz back.
Out of bed. Heard I've a very good price today. If there's someone who cannot pay, you can put it on layaway. What's that smell? What an odious odor. I can't tell, is it coming from me? And burning hair, something treacherous fills the air.
Good morning, Theobald.
Morning, Dr. Bickerstaff.
This morning, Theobald, I'd like an extra pint of.
What's that smell? Oh, thank goodness it's not just me. Rings a bell like fermented gangrene.
Catastrophic and gloomy,
sort of liking touch to me,
sending shivers all through me. For me, it is more than a smell, it's a feeling. Its hold on my soul sends my memory.
Waking my baby. Smell that smell, worse than diapers and puke. You can tell that some trouble is brewing. Here comes Constable Ewing.
He can tell us what's doing. Well, well, except for that essence. Let's not dwell on the rancid and rank. I've searched well, there's not been a slime, nor are corpses decaying.
Can't believe what I'm saying. Me pockets are jingling.
Bush like a seaman, Clinton as a freeman, Scotty like an E-man. He's nothing more but poor. But if he's something geeky, so knows we aren't sticky. Our clothes are feeling sticky.
Shut up, you dirty horse.
For me, it is more than a smell. It's a feeling.
What's not to love, right?
Cyanide. Steve Mendoza, when's your show this week? I know you have. I love Steve Mendoza's show. Steve Mendoza on Dreamstream Radio. Steve, it's a great show. And if I'm not listening, it's not because I don't love you, buddy. It's just that I don't know, you know, when the shows are sometimes. And you know, now is my busiest schedule for comedy. So, and I've only had 3 hours of sleep because I was driving all night in the fog back from a gig last night. And I've got two tomorrow. So I'm tired. And don't forget, on Monday, I'll be at Stand Up New York with your pal and mine. That's right, Big Bob Greenberg. And Bob Greenberg is producing a great show for a great benefit. It's for the Eleanor. I'm trying to open the flyer, and the flyer won't open for me. Bam. There we go. It's a comedy benefit for Eleanor Roosevelt High School, PTA, at Stand Up New York, 236 West 78th Street, right off Broadway, folks. You know, Stand Up New York, it's a famous comedy club. Tickets are $50 with a two-drink minimum. The show starts at 7, but the doors open at 6:30. Purchase tickets at, it's too hard to say, Eleanor Roosevelt High School, cejoinme.org comedy. And you could also get more info from Bob Greenberg at bitgreeny at MNS. I'm blah, 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 blah today. You can get more info from Bob Greenberg at bitgreeny at MSN.com. And you're going to see some great comedians that day. You're going to have me, Rhonda Hanson, Mike Fine, Dave Koenig, Jane Condon, one of my favorites, and Robin Fox. So you want to check that out. You want to check that out. And Betty Jo Tucker can never get into the chat room. I don't know why. Betty, it's your carrier. I think you're just going to have to eventually change it, you know, and just get something like that. Rena Strober is going to be a guest on Dreamstream Radio. But, Steve, when you post just the link, I can't get out of my link to go watch it. So you got to post the times of the show. You too, Chuck, post the times of your show. Now, we all know Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday, let me find you, Betty Jo, at 4 p.m. It's Movie Attic Headquarters, everything you want to know about showbiz in a delightful presentation. And this week, Betty Jo, we'll be having special effects wizardry, and that'll be with Dragon Dronet and Chuck Skull. Hey, Chuck. I'm having a special effect of my own in my throat right now. Sorry. I'm going to have to play something and come back to promoting you. I'm sorry.
Guy with a Doberman pincher says to a guy with a chihuahua, let's go to a restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. The guy with the Doberman pincher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman pincher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand. This is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a Doberman pincher? He says, yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent. All right, come on in. So the guy with chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed. He says, you don't understand, this is my seeing eye dog. The guy at the door says, a chihuahua? He says, they gave me a chihuahua?
You like it?
Yeah!
Let me bring out a very loud woman.
Don't
Mike? Oh, she's real loud. Don't Mike is necessary for the wonderful and talented Nancy Lamora.
That's just the way I hope life. very sweet. But how many married people? Raise your hands or clap. Going that well, eh? Okay. My husband will confess anything if I give him the wife look. You know this look, lady?
What? It's just about the milk. Because there wasn't enough for a cup of coffee when I put it back in the fridge. What? Is this about the last piece of cake you were saving and I ate it? Sorry! What? Is this about the hooker I buried under the steps?
You ate my last piece of cake? I've been married a long time. What makes my marriage work is date night. Gotta have the date night, right? You gotta go on those dates. So, once a week, you go out, good food, good wine, good companionship. I go Tuesday, he goes Thursday. And he's always on some new fad diet. Now he's on this diet, coconut and bananas. He hasn't lost any weight, but boy, can he climb a tree. Working out for him, they've discovered a cure for insomnia. Yes, watch Lincoln. No. That was, I'm sorry. And he did not, there was no acting there. He did a voice from a man nobody ever heard. Boy, he got an Academy Award for that. Why? I was like,
hey, Mary, what's going on? Maybe I should go free somebody. Get my picture on a penny. What do you think?
Mary, you're crazy. Hey, Mary, what's going on out there? I don't know. Why is everybody wearing blue and gray? Don't we have any other colors? What's there? What's going on? Remember the last thing that Mary said to him?
Would it kill you to go to the theater?
Sorry, Lincoln.
Crazy.
Eric, did I tell you how good the
believe this, but I happen to have written a song about your life.
Oh, God.
And it goes like this.
Fog, and it affects my asthma. As I was saying, Movie Attic Headquarters, next Tuesday at 4 p.m., the best show about the movie industry. It's Betty Jo Tucker on Blog Talk Radio, Movie Attic Headquarters. She's going to have Dragon Dronette and Chuck Skull. Two scary names. They're going to talk about special effects, and they're going to reveal their picks for the top five special effects movies of all times. I don't know. Wow. That's going to be hard. Is that going to include 3D, I wonder? Chuck, is it? Planet of the Apes. I love Planet of the Apes. Total Recall. Oh, Night Train? I don't know if I know Night Train. Chronicles of Riddick. That was interesting. Eraser. Eraser was just, is that Eraser or Eraserhead? I'm not sure. And what about Blade Runner? That was a little ahead of its time, even though it's very 80-ish, isn't it? Okay. So that's coming up on Movie Attic Headquarters next Tuesday, 4 p.m. Who else? Chuck Skull, your show is on the weekends on Blog Talk Radio on the Wacko Network. I believe it's in the evening with Kat Vecchione. Steve, post the times of your shows, everybody, so I can say those out loud. My throat is killing me. What can I say? My throat is killing me. All right, I'm going to get through the show no matter what. No matter how, I'll do it. All right, I want to mention Word. Word's coming back, one of my favorite shows in New York City. It's the storytelling show, people, stories, music, booze. You can't go wrong, people, you can't go wrong. 8:30 Wednesday, December 11th, right here in the hood. It's at the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th. You can go early, eat, or eat afterwards. They have beverages and some of the best storytelling you're going to hear in New York City. And, Taylor Negron was just fantastic last time. He was amazing. Eddie Brill, Terry Mintz does a wonderful job. As well as putting it together, she also has some of the funniest stories. And it's so different now. It's not like stand-up. It's really stories, well written and well told. I really highly recommend it. Let me see. Here, do I have here? Book club. Let me see. Okay, let me see if Irina Lubov have a... You'll see Ellie Devers, Mark Abbott, Gilda Conrad, Deborah Delano, Paula Brusca, and the music with Don Puglisi and Hoyle. Oh, I love Don Puglisi. He's very good. I emailed him to send me some MP3s to play, but I guess he didn't get them to me in time, maybe by Monday. Oh, we got a guest in the house. Who's in the house, too? Yes, thank you for joining us. Thank you very much. Everything's going off at once here. Okay. I want to also go... If you're looking for hypnotherapy or a good hypnotherapist to help you get through before making your New Year's pledges and resolutions, why wait till New Year's? Why not do it before New Year's and give yourself a gift of getting better? Anything from smoking to overeating to a plethora of things. Go to Therapy by Linda Marin on Facebook, Facebook Friender. Like her page, message her if you're interested. She's located both in New York City and in the Gainesville area of Florida. And she is excellent. She actually got a friend of mine who smoked since, I guess, she was 12 to stop smoking. And she's a great hypnotherapist. You want to check this out. Whether you're seeking pain relief, weight loss, smoking cessation, stress, anxiety reduction, resolving relationship problems, or dealing with serious health problems, there's always an emotional component that needs to be addressed. Okay, problems that may take months to resolve with conventional therapy are often resolved much sooner with hypnotherapy, sometimes as soon as in 1 to 3 sessions. Imagine that. So her name is Linda Marin. She's an MA, certified hypnotist. So Linda Marin, hypnosis at gmail.com if you want to find more information. You can also go to www.lindamarintherapy.com. And she also is bilingual, so that's Spanish or in English. Okay. I also want to mention in the chat room today, Chuck Skull, and you are on, okay, oh, gosh, you guys type so fast I can't catch up. All right, let me go. Steve Mendoza. Steve Mendoza, Big Bad Brunch, Sundays at 11 a.m. Oh, I have something I have to be at, but I'll try, Steve. And that'll be on Dreamstream Radio. It's the Jukebox Diner. Go check out the Jukebox Diner and get jamming and learn new cooking techniques because he's just one funny guy, too, on top of it. And I learned so much about turkeys during his turkey episode. Are your shows archived, by the way, so people can go back? Chuck Skull on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, Saturday, 10 a.m., Golden Age of Radio. Saturday night, 8 p.m., Wacko World with Kat Fecchioni. Sunday night, 8 p.m., Skull's World of Mayhem at 10 p.m., Audiophile. Are you never leaving the radio that day? It's too funny. So don't forget to check out Word as well. Word Storytelling Show, 8:30 p.m. Wednesday, December 11th, in the East Village. That's the Sidewalk Bar and Restaurant, and that's at 94 Avenue A, corner of 6th Street. Easy to get to. Check it out. Out. So let's keep it moving. I don't know. I'm breathing a little better, people. Thank you for asking. I just had a asthma attack. What can I say? It's in the stars.
This song goes out to an ex of mine. Can't accept that it's over. Just keeps on coming around. Pluto, you know who you are. Or at least you used to. I tell you. First time that we met, it was pretty goddamn hot. Our veins were intercoursing, rivers molten, flowing, love and rock. But in the years, we both cooled and drifted, slowing to a stop. Yeah, you may want to wander hot, but you're as cold as Dr. Spock. And sure, you trek like you're a star, and I don't mean to sound pedantic, but we both know all you are is just a dorky, dorky planet. Not a Mighty Morphin czar, not a cause for any panic. I prefer you from afar, more of an iceberg than Titanic. You never quite brought that big bang, like you glowed as a star. It's not the motion of the ocean, it's the lack of any spark, the slack or black hole of emotion. But without the pulling part, although you suck, so read my lips, total eclipse of heart and heart. And you insist like all you Pluto, but you're more Minnie and Goofy. You're so boring, I think I would slip the Mickey or a Ruby. And your core's not worth exploring, so in tight as loosey-goosey, it's a pity you're a kitty itty bitty baby Ruthie. You know how much that costs, right? Come on, baby, long distance. Haven't you ever heard of Skype? Even talk to my friends. I take that back. You ain't no Captain Planet. You don't have the heart. You're barely Captain Crunch. Let's start. You can call me a hater, but I ain't gonna change it. No one's time to save the strange. The more you try, the more it's plain. You're blipping, you're speck, you're fly, you're saying. I know it hurts to hear, and it's just gonna make you madder. But in terms of solar system, size really does matter. I know it's a tall order, but I wish you were fatter. A gravity disorder or some meteor splatter. You're a crater-facing baller. You're a fun-erasing hater. Every time you swing around, you're like a major space invader. And I never liked Atari, and I barely liked you hardly. If you worked at my McDonald's, I would send your ass to Hardy. And the planets are aligned. But you're not counted in the docket. Is that you or just a lonely little shiny blinking rocket? See, whining and pining, you waste my time and space. So would you knock it off and see that I'm just fine without your tiny spaceless sprocket? So let's just let it be, pushing past the pain. No point in waxing so poetic, let's just focus on Wayne. You know, your folks I won't change, just your classified name. You can always stop by, but it won't be the same. It's funny how these things work out. The Romans thought you were the god of the dead. Now you're dead to me. Whee! Now Saturn. That's a lady who deserves a ring. Oh, hey, Uranus called. Nah, I'm just messing with you. Nobody likes you. But you said you wanted space. So? Enjoy it. You can talk to your friends, talk to my friends, talk to me, but don't speak. Whee! See, I'm having fun without you. Getting back together. Bye.
Friends, are you a snorer at parties? Are you getting laughed at for all the wrong reasons?
Wah, wah.
Well, we've got just the cure for you. Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio with your host, Nancy Lombardo. Comedy Concepts will make you taller, stronger, more popular, and smell better. So don't miss Comedy Concepts with comedian Nancy Lombardo. And now back to our show.
Steve Mendoza for that wonderful, wonderful promo. Also, we want to mention the George Bettinger Show on Dream Stream Radio. It's the mom and pop shop. You can go to Facebook. They're Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio, as well as Steve Mendoza. Oh, yeah, Steve Mendoza. He's always jamming there, Steve Mendoza, with your show. What is it, the brunch show, right? The brunch. I gotta scan up on this. It's moved so fast, you guys. I'm scanning up to find your show, Steve. Anyway, I think it's 11 a.m. Saturday, I believe, at Steve Mendoza. And check him out. Darn nice guy and terrific show. And don't forget, you could see Betty Jo Tucker, listen to. I always see her in my mind. So, but you could listen to her and Chuck Skull. Oh, my God, it's going to be very interesting this week. Special effects. Ooh, thank you, everybody, for promoting my CD, Merry Christmas, available for download on Blog Talk Radio. Remind them, they don't have to buy the whole thing. If they don't have the $10, they can also buy one song and send it to a friend. Okay, it's all good, people, all good, all good. Yeah, I'm trying to beat this asthma, everyone. It's the weather. With the fog and everything, it's just bad on my asthma. What am I going to do about it? I don't know. But a lot of holidays. It doesn't feel like the holidays to me. It just seems because they were all combined so quick and fast and everything. How about you guys? Does it feel like the holidays? I don't know. I don't know. You know what I'm in the mood for? I am in the mood for, let me see if I find it. We're going down. There was one I didn't get. Okay. Where is it? Okay. Here we go. A little Tom Carosa radio show.
It was a special day, a day that I will remember for all of my life. I went back to Peachtown, USA, and there I saw some familiar faces that I knew all of my life.
Good morning, Bucky. How are you doing?
Oh, fine. How are you, Mrs. Wagstaff?
Well, we're doing fine. Don't sit on the wiffle, you know I'm allergic to it.
That's right. That's right. I remember now. I'm allergic to wicker. And look over there. It's the dishwasher from the Peaches Cafe.
Well, hey, Bucky. How you doing, son?
Oh, just fine, Joe. Just fine.
Did you come back to help us celebrate Halloween again?
Yes, I did. I did. I had an awful dream, you two.
Oh,
my dream that Peachtown, USA went up in flames. That before our very eyes, this beautiful little town was nothing but a pile of dust and ash.
Well, now,
nasty dream that was.
Mm-hmm.
Very silly dream, if you ask me.
But it's not true, really.
No, we're still here. We're still happy and friendly and spunky as ever.
Ah, and you're still washing dishes. You're still making wicker chairs.
Yes, don't sit on the wicker. Remember you're allergic to it.
Well, I remember.
Okay.
Are you going to help me carve this here pumpkin, Bucky?
I think I will. But you know, if you put a candle in that pumpkin, that's a fire hazard. Why, the whole town could go up.
Oh, nonsense, Bucky. We don't worry about things like that. Not here in a teacher town like our town.
That's right. You finish carving up the pumpkin, and I'll wash down the porch with gasoline.
Okay.
And I'll go get the acetylene torch to light up that little wicker candle.
Okie dokie.
We're having peaches flambé for dessert, so you be sure to stick around, Bucky.
I would love to. There, the pumpkin is done.
Oh, your hands are a mess. Here, wash them with kerosene, young man.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, here's the torch. Who's going to light it?
I will.
Oh, dear. Oh, good, Bucky. We're so proud of you.
We'll go run behind the tree. Come on, now.
How are you doing over there, Bucky?
I'm okay. I never worked a lighter like this before.
Just strike it against your forehead.
Happens every time he comes home.
I know, it's so funny.
Oh, you... That's terrible.
I'm really having a good time here, I'll tell you that much.
Happy Halloween, everyone.
Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff shits up. The druggist says, "Can I help you?" The stiff says, "Yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?" Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
Oh, yeah.
Well, there you have it. Santa Claus is coming to town, so be prepared. I'm going to be doing more Christmas insanity. I actually have a show. Maybe I'll do it next week in the middle of the week. It's called a 911 Christmas special. That would be the whole show because it's a 30-minute segment. So that would be great. And everyone, I got to just thank you again for joining in today. Don't forget my CD, Merry Christmas, is available on CD Baby. You don't have to buy and download the whole song. If you can't afford the $10, just download one. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, this Tuesday. She's going to have Chuck Skull in the house. Chuck Skull on Movie Attic Headquarters, Blog Talk Radio, 4 p.m. Steve Mendoza is going to be cooking up something good and is a brunchy jam on Dreamstream Radio. Chuck Skull, well, he's got the whole weekend. You just follow Chuck Skull. Go to Blog Talk Radio and follow Chuck Skull and be asked to be reminded when his shows are, and that will help you know. Guest 400, thanks for tuning in. Steve Mendoza's show on Dreamstream Radio. And Cyanide, when are you going to get another puppy? Marco Polo, thank you all for tuning in. You guys are great, as always. It's always a pleasure to do the show for my friends and everybody else who's listening. You're all beautiful people. Hey, everybody, go like my friend Therapy by Linda Marin at Facebook. Go like her page. She needs more likes, so get over there and like her. And if you're in the New York City or Gainesville area, she's there to help you get over those little things, bumps and things you want to get over, anything, including memory. If you got to study for a test, you want to improve your memory, anything like that. She's terrific. I highly recommend her. That's Therapy by Linda Marin on Facebook. Find out more information. Thank you all. You're all so wonderful. Don't forget to watch my show tonight, The Nancy Lombardo Show, MNN.org, if you're not in Manhattan. If you are in Manhattan, it's on 5634-83, The Nancy Lombardo Show tonight, or go to MNN.org. Thank you all for joining us today. It's been a fun show as usual. Thanks again.
Yeah, that's all, folks.